This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Every year on my birthday, I'm amazed to discover how many people on Facebook remember. Thanks, guys. Well, today, some people might be posting well wishes on Facebook's wall. The social network turns 10 years old today. And for a little 10-year-old, it's had some major impact on our online lives. Part of that impact is related to its newsfeed. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith takes a look.
When Facebook rolled out the newsfeed in 2006, a lot of users were unhappy. But the idea took off and spawned dozens of imitators. Today, Facebook pretty much is the newsfeed, says Ira Kolb, a professor of marketing at USC.
When I turn on my Facebook, I have it going right to the newsfeed, and most people want to look at what their friends are doing, and they also want to know what the latest news is.
Facebook's new winning strategy? Putting ads in the newsfeed instead of just next to it, says Amy Mitchell, director for journalism research at Pew Research Center.
You're scanning across it just as you scan across all the other content that's appearing in your feed.
Facebook's biggest challenge has been showing users mobile ads that aren't disruptive or annoying. USC's Ira Kolb says with newsfeed, they seem to have cracked that code.
They're like embedded and they fit in really well. So that's why I think it really is effective.
All the information Facebook has on us doesn't hurt. We seem to like what we see. The number of Facebook ads we're clicking on is 4.5 times higher than it was a year ago. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.